good feathers after the struggle. The hopes burst and shot joy on through the mind. Sorrow more distant than a star.
Those white dark, Creso y Ganin Cymraeg heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's programme, we'll have some tracks from the collection supplemented by a few recent releases. We'll kick off this week's programme with a tune from Anne Revan. From their Diel y Draig album, this is perhaps their best-known track, Redig y Paris. That was Redig y Paris from Anne Revan. Anne Revan was perhaps one of the best-known Welsh punk bands, and they were formed in 1982 in Llanfair Ceiriog in Powys before the band members moved to Bangor. Like many other more alternative artists at the time, such as Dat Buggy and Akurt notably, Anne Revan, also known as Anne Revan, had a bit of difficulty getting established, and for the most part, these artists didn't get much airplay initially and didn't get released on more established record labels at the time. As part of the DIY ethos, Anne Revan formed their own record label, Recordiau Anne Revan, and they released their first single in 1984, and the label also released material by other artists, such as those I mentioned earlier. Eventually, the band released two albums on the Workers' Playtime label in 1991, they released their final album as Anravan, Dial an Dreig, on signed sub-label Cry. The band eventually reinvented themselves as the more varied, electronic-styled Heidrun Lanvin Memei and released two albums under this name in 1995 and 2000. A band that was active at around the same time as Anravan was Tredonian Ofnus, which was an alternative band formed by Gareth Potter and Mark Lugg, who were originally from the Pontypridd area. The band released their first self-released cassette album in 1985, but eventually released material on the German Constrictor label, including their second album in 1987. The band finished their recording career on Angst, but by 1989, the band had transformed into the electronic techno-oriented band Tigridur, which was active until around 1993. Tredonian Ofnus's second album, Welsh Tourist Board, B-U-R-E-D, was re-released in 2022 with some additional tracks on the Angst Music label. From this album, this is Tredonian Ofnus with Beat of the Beat here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was Beat of the Bead from Tredonian Ofnus. Karis Havana is a traditional musician, primarily but not exclusively a harpist, from Mahuntleth, who started their career in the late 2010s. For around 2018, they became a member of the Avant Youth Ensemble, organized by Track Cymru, which aims to promote traditional music and provide a means for the musicians to make a career performing. And they released a live album in 2022, after which, at some point after that, Karis left Avunk. While she was still part of Avunk, Karis was starting a solo career, and they released their first album in 2020, with a breakthrough second album, Edith, being released in 2022. Since then, Karis has had a diverse output, releasing an album of English folk songs in 2024 and a solo piano album in 2025, before releasing their most recent album, Angel, in late 2025, which has a similar sound to Edith. From their Angel album, this is Karis Havana with Treekirk Pimpdeg Blinath. Thank you. That was Trecant Pimp Deg Mileta, 350 years from Caris Havana. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Gorky's Zygotic Monkey was an alternative band that was active from 1991 until 2006. And though they started with mainly Welsh material, like many bands at the time, they switched to mainly English after they tasted a bit of success and signed to a larger English label. One of the main musicians in the band was Euros Childs, and even before the band ended, he started a solo career with his first album being released in 2006. His solo work has mainly been in English, but he has released one all-Welsh album to date, Bordeaux, in 2007, with two additional albums having significant Welsh content, with the most recent of these being in 2018. Bordeaux was a highly acclaimed album, and from this album, this is Euros Childs with Henry and Matilda Supermarket Super. That was Henry and Matilda Supermarket Super from Ural's Childs. Alan Rayon is a singer-songwriter originally from Sir Gyffredin, Carmarthenshire, but he's now based in Cardiff, having also lived in London. He started his musical career in the early 2010s, and his first EP, Sir Diskin, which was all in Welsh, came out in 2013. Later, he released an English EP in 2016, but that was his last release to date. He's played a few gigs post-pandemic in Southeast East Wales, but it's unsure if he's intended to return to the recording studio at some point in the future. From a Sirin Diskin EP, this is Alan Rion with Miriae here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Miriae from Aled Rion. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Lucy Chivers. Lucy Chivers was a singer-songwriter who had some very original material, as she seemed to be active just in the late 1990s, perhaps into the very early 2000s. Her only appearances were on compilations, notably on the Ram Jam 2 and 3 albums, but she also appeared on an album called John Peel's Sound of the Suburbs. Possibly she was played by the legendary English radio DJ John Peel, who championed many Welsh artists on his program. I haven't heard this tune yet, but if it's anything like her release of the Ram Jam compilations, it'll be well worth a listen. From the Ram Jam Saturn 2 album, this is Lucy Chivers with Croy and Troy Carew. That was Croy Troy Carew from Lucy Chivers. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Duke of R. You can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso et al. We'll kick off the second half of this week's program with a tune from Los Blancos. This is Quarrier.
Mom.
That was Quiver from Los Blancos. Los Blancos are a group from Caerphrydon who started performing around 2016, and one of their members is Glenn Rosser, who's the son of the rock singer-songwriter legend Neil Rosser. The band started slowly with an initial single that was largely under the radar, but subsequent singles, particularly Quarterly Dree from 2018, helped the band become better known, and their debut album from 2019, Spurio Gwyn, was highly acclaimed and helped to establish the band as one of the leading bands on the Welsh music scene. Though their activities were constrained by the pandemic, period immediately following was one of their most productive, as they released some excellent singles in 2022, and they followed this up with their second album, Clown Clow, in 2023. Since that point, however, the band has been much less active, though they will be performing at this summer's Eisteddfod in North Pembrokeshire. Pampered Wall was a varied alternative group from Caerdydd, who started in the late 2010s with members who were originally from North Wales. They released their first EP in 2019 that was largely under the radar, but their singles in the run-up to their first album gained them some attention, and this album, the excellent Amser Midardra, came out in 2021. Like some other similar alternative groups from Caerdydd who emerged around the same time, Pampered Wall went quiet following gigs supporting their album release, but they're now playing again, so hopefully we'll have some new material from them fairly soon. From their Amser Midardra album, this is Pampered Wall with Hal Quevwar here at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. We'll be right back. That was Ho Quevrar from Papyr Wall. Mary Mathias is one of the leading traditional musicians in Wales today, but in addition to her solo career, she has also formed the group Musog, which is an alternative band with traditional influences. This can be considered alt-trad, but generally speaking, the music of Musog is more alt than trad. Musog started in 2024, and their first recorded contribution was a track on Mary Mathias' single from that year that later appeared on the Awen EP that came out in 2025. In 2025, Musog emerged as a group in their own right, as they released their first single that year, followed by another single in 2026. The band has also played quite a bit around Wales so far in 2026, including at the Gwiltawy Festival in Abertawe. This is Musog with their latest single, Clef Hir, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Clef Hir from Musog. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, my name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music. The village of Clan Irville in North Powys is a fairly remote location to the west of Atrefflung, Welshpool. But like some other villages in Wales, it has been a bit of a hotspot for music. The most notable musician from the village is Shan James, who's mainly a harpist and a singer, who does both traditional and more contemporary material. After releasing albums on the side label, she started her own Recording I Boast label in 1999, and the label has also recorded material by other artists. One of these was the group Cassette, also from Clan Irville, and they released their only album, Cassette Ian, on Recording I Boast in 2017. After playing for a few years after the album release, Cassette seems to have ended around 2019. However, the Rolly album is an excellent release, full of great tunes. And from their album, this is Cassette with David Draw. That was David Draw from Cassette. The group Catskin is from the Rhondda Valleys, and they have an interesting melodic rock sound. The band started in 1997, and they released their memorable debut album, Moscow Vac, the same year. And the title track, which references the town of Mardy in the Rhondda Vac Valley, which was known as Little Moscow in the 1930s due to its left-wing politics, remains their best-known tune. The band has released three additional studio albums, all on the Fleck label, plus a collection. And while they haven't released any new material in recent years, they continue to perform on a quasi-regular basis. From their Moscow Vac album, this is Cat Scan with the title track. Here in Canadian Cymraeg heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Gas clear, gone and the boys are blind.
That was Moscow Vac from Cat Scan. We'll finish off this week's program with a tune from the band Jess. After the band left the Fleck label following their superb and successful Hovering and Voted View album, they released another very good album, Harry Hotel, in 1991. From this album, this is Jess with Good Baps Daddy. Good Baps Daddy from Jess. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Húvar Mitro.
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit UtilitiesKingston.com.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity,